2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the Unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback and
the other guy.
It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. It's, what is this?
It's KSL's Unrivaled.
KSL's Unrivaled.
Your name is Alex Geary. My name is Scott Mitchell.
Got it.
Yes.
Thank you. Sometimes I need those reminders. Scott, it's supposed to be 82 tomorrow as a high.
That's it?
I know. I just, please
wimpy.
Do it.
That's wimpy.
No, I want it. I'm saying there could be some thunderstorms.
Really?
I want some rain coming down. I want
Thunderstorms. I just want torrential downpour.
So I want summer. Yeah, I want that soaked. Summer thunderstorm that is like, it makes the whole street smell like the dry dust right. that it's washing off, you know? I love that. Please dump the rain on us tomorrow. Please. We're getting going in the programming. I've actually been really excited about this segment because the NFL Roundup, of course, we dive into these NFL topics. And one thing that we're fascinated to see how this is going to unfold is the Jets experience with Zach Wilson and see where they go. I don't know what how long the leash is going to be on Robert Saleh, on Matt LaFleur, on all these on everything that they've done.
3 to 4 years.
Okay, so
I mean, that's really all it is. These coaches get 3 to 4 years.
I want to see
if
what they
show
get.
Something, then it's five.
So the Jets released this 4-part docuseries.
Can I just make one comment about that?
Yeah.
Every coach gets fired.
No, I know.
I mean, really, eventually, most of them. I was thinking about
I was thinking about your former coach and who passed away recently,
Jim Fossil.
Jim Fossil, yeah. Who, you know, you think unceremoniously fired from Utah, wins a Super Bowl a couple decades later,
yeah.
And you go. Well, what happened? Was he a bad coach at Utah? He's like, no,
he's
always
young.
Just they're always going through that revolving
right.
door.
And
of
they
coaching.
Learn. These coaches learn all along the way.
So if you go to KSLSports.com, you can read this article. It's fascinating that the Jets have released this 4-part docuseries kind of their offseason after they hired Robert Saleh and the walk up to the draft. And Scott and I watched a good chunk of this today together, not like the full 4-part series. We didn't binge watch it during our show prep,
no.
But we did watch a considerable amount of just like kind of sampling some of the things. One of the ones that we were very I skipped ahead to one of the episodes where they talked about Zach Wilson, and it was a fascinating thing because they jump into the moment where the phone call is made from their general manager Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh and some of the other guys on the Jets staff and ownership and things like that before the draft. Obviously, it's stuff that after the draft, basically they have all this video. And then they go back and go, we're going to give you some insight as to how we made this decision with Zach Wilson. It is fascinating, Scott. I haven't
it's
seen
unbelievable.
Anybody else do this.
No, I never have. And you really need to check it out because it's quite compelling. The thing that really stood out to me is the access the Jets were giving to people. Because people like to kind of,
keep
know,
it all in house.
Yeah, we don't want you to peek behind the green
curtain.
Don't mess
with my process.
No, they don't want to know their secrets. They don't. And I was just – I was impressed. I was actually starting to become a Jets fan just from watching –
I'm not kidding.
They have a plan. You can tell the Jets, the coach, the GM, all these people, they have a plan, and you get a sense they're all in sync with that. And that's what it takes. It takes an organizational effort in order for things to change. You saw that happen to the Patriots 20 years ago. Perennial loser. I mean, they weren't a very good team, and then all of a sudden they just – And who knows? I mean, and maybe Zach Wilson's a part of it.
Well, I wanted to play just a little chunk where they actually made the phone call right before the draft pick had happened. And again, these phone calls, you just see them on video usually.
Right.
And they have masks on too.
Right.
So you're like, well, of course we're not going to know anything these guys are saying. The Jets afterward released that phone call, and it was just so cool to have that back and forth conversation. Here was the night of the draft, the actual phone call made to Zach Wilson when he was drafted by the Jets. Robert Saleh, Joe Douglas, some of these other brass with the Jets here. Take a listen.
What's up, Zach? It's Joe Douglas.
Joe, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good, man. I'm good. How's your day been?
It's been exciting. I've had a blast.
We're not going to draft
cool
you.
What's cool about our job is we get to share in one of the greatest moments that these kids get to experience, and the fact that they've worked their whole life trying to achieve a childhood dream.
Hey, bro, congratulations, man. This is freaking awesome.
Thanks, Coach.
Hey.
I'm pumped.
You know how exciting this is, man. I'm pumped for you. I'm pumped for your family. The biggest thing I want to tell you, just remember this. This organization is going to lift you, not the other way around. You feel me?
It's yes, all sir. About
just enjoy this day. What a freaking moment. What a freaking moment. It's going to be all gas from here on out.
Yes, sir.
We are all excited to welcome you to New York Jets family.
Pretty cool to see that behind-the-scenes thing.
Yeah. And the thing that really stood out to me was Zach Wilson's like, awesome.
Great
day.
Man.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And part of it is I'm sure he's in shock, right? Because it is. It's an incredible moment. But it's also I don't want to say too much here.
Right.
Right? Because you picked me, and I don't want to give you any reason to like say second guess yourself or just you know,
but you know because
Zach goes, yeah, man, I was out celebrating and I was on my longboard going down the canyon. I broke my arm, my throw. You know, I'm probably out. He didn't want to tell him any
those
of that
off
stuff.
Platform throws yeah. aren't going to happen nearly yeah. as well.
But we celebrated by going skydiving, you know, kind of thing. It's like don't say anything.
That's
so
part
so
of
Zach Wilson's very smart here. He's learned this.
And he knew everybody too. Like everybody's calling yeah. him. They'd obviously had a lot of conversations.
Oh, yeah.
They kind of revealed. Like, they had a bunch of Zoom meetings with him. They're talking to him about throws that he's making, bad throws that he's making in games. What was your thought process here? The growing from freshman, sophomore to junior year. And so they did their homework, not just on their number two pick. They did their homework on this guy, hoping that he was going to be. You pointed something out, too, because they had to bring up the part where Sam Darnold was.
They had to let a good person go. And Joe, right. you know, Joe Douglas said, look, I love Sam, and I love the person. I love the fight. I loved all of that. But the reality is when you get a new coach, a new organization, it's clean house. Like you don't want any baggage. You don't want any potential scars from anything. It's really scorch the earth, clean it out, and start fresh. And we're going to go out. We're going to evaluate, and we're going to find our guy, whether he's better or worse than Sam Darnold. He's our guy. And we're going to win or lose with our guy and vet out on our own process. That's not an unusual thing to have happen, and it's not an indictment on Sam Darnold. Doesn't mean he's going to be good or bad. So you just want to know and feel confident that you have your guy. Because they can take Zach Wilson now, and they can mold him in their culture and not have any residual from the ghost that Sam Darnold used to see on the field.
You always bring that up where he says, I'm seeing ghosts out there. That's a funny thing. That's the beginning of the end for a guy when he
says usually,
that.
Usually when I felt that was like in preseason. It was like the first preseason game you felt because you're not used to the tempo of everything because you just practice and
right.
you don't even have a chin strap in practice. You don't ever get hit. And then you go in a game and you're like, whoa, this is fast. And it feels like it's going by you.
And you will be hit.
Right, and you do get hit.
yeah.
And then you watch the game film and then you're fine. After the first preseason game. So when he's seeing ghosts in the middle of the season, it's like this guy does not prepare and he's not ready to play.
They talk about how, I mean, they break down this full thing. That's why go to KSOsports.com and just find the article that Mitch Harper wrote up because I think that it's good for you to like really dig into what went behind the pick that was made. Sorry, Kyle Ireland put it together for us on KSOsports.com, but all four of the episodes are right there. You can stream them all. They're about 25 to 30 minutes a piece. And I hate to do this to you. If you watch it, you're going to become a Jets fan.
Yeah, it's good.
And it's mostly just because it's a bunch of guys who are earnestly – I'm talking about the coaching staff.
Right.
They're just, like, earnestly trying to make, the best decisions possible. And like you said, the clean slate thing is happening, right, where they said – it's not Sam Darnold going out because we don't like him as a person or even that he doesn't have the arm talent or blah, blah, blah. It was we're bringing a new coach in, we're bringing a new system in, and we have to get a fresh start. Otherwise, we'll never be able to see really what we have going on here. So I'm interested to see. And it makes you kind of go, oh, yeah, I guess we can watch these guys. And you know who the behind-the-scenes guys are with the Jets now. Every team needs to do this. Make your own – look, make your own – what's the HBO series? Make your own
Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks. Yeah, because then we can kind of go, hey, I like this team.
Well, one of the things is, look, the Jets have to promote a product. I mean, they have a jilted fan base for years, and so they really have to say, folks, we're going to show you what goes into all this. I think it's a brilliant move by the Jets in like building and winning back a fan base. If you think of Urban Meyer when he came to Utah, he got on tracks, he was driving around, he was getting out in and amongst
the,
I mean, and that's what you have to do. You have to build that interest. I mean, here we are in Utah. Of course, it's Zach Wilson. This is interesting, and any NFL fan would actually like this.
So go check it out. Go to KSLSports.com. You can see the story that Kyle Ireland wrote up and the ability to stream them right there on YouTube. So we'll take the break here. We'll come back. 2 minute drill next right here on KSL's Unrivaled.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.